Welcome to Sociology. Sociology， 我是 Ariston 啊，都差点忘记的 title。OK， 所以今天我们要来分享，我要来分享一下从 BBC 看到的一个新闻，其实跟台湾最近疫情也蛮有关系的，而且这新闻大概是几分钟前才出来的非常新的一份新闻，它的标题是 COVID-19 UK in early stages of third wave scientist。 Okay， 好， There are signs the UK is in the early stages of third wave of coronavirus infections, a scientist advising the government has said。 英国科学家表示英国目前处于第三波新冠疫情的初期。Prof. Ravi Gupta from the University of Cambridge said, although new cases were relatively low, the Indian variant had fueled exponential growth. 英国剑桥的 Ravi 教授表示啊，虽说在英国新冠肺炎新增的病例啊相当的低，但印度的变种病毒啊，很有可能会让在这第三波的急速爆发。He said ending COVID restrictions in England on 21st of June should be postponed. 教授认为呢，原本在英国啊，他6月21日会要解禁，那他认为呢，英国应该要把时间往后延。On Sunday, the UK reported more than 3,000 new COVID infections for a fifth day in a row. 那星期天呢？也就是昨天，今天是星期一嘛。英国才爆出连续五天有3000个新冠病例。Prof. Gupta told BBC Radio 4's Today program the UK was already in a third wave of infection and at least...3/4 of cases were the Indian variant. 那教授啊，告诉 BBC 新闻台说，英国已经来到了新冠第三波，而且是3/4的病例都是印度变种病毒所影响的。He said, of course, the numbers of cases are relatively low at the moment.All waves start with low numbers of cases that grumble in the background and then become explosive. So the key here is that what we are seeing here is the signs of an early wave. 他提到，虽说现今新增病例不算多，但万丈高楼平地起，目前看到的只是第三波要爆冲前的状态。However,He said the number of people who have been vaccinated in the UK meant this wave would probably take longer to emerge than previous ones. 尽管很多英国人已经打了疫苗，但这可能只是延后第三波爆发，治标或许不能治本。Prof. Adam Finn mentioned this time around we should be cautious, wait to see what's happening, and then let everyone free, if you like, once we know for sure that that's safe and that we can do that without having another round of lockdowns. 另一名教授呢，教授 Finn 表示，在这个期间我们更应该要小心，要注意看看之后的状况再还大家自由。如果我们大家都能很肯定而且很确定是安全了，也当然就不用再封城了。The final stage of the government's roadmap for lifting lockdown, which will remove all limits on how many people you can meet, either indoors or outdoors, is due no earlier than 21st of June. 英国政府会在最后移除所有的限制，像是你可以在室内或户外见多少人。We can't rule anything out. We know this has been a difficult pandemic, a dynamic situation. We have to make that judgment a couple of weeks before. 那我们目前啊， 还无法决定任何事情。我们知道现在是一个很艰苦的疫情，一个决定可以改变整个状况，要在许多星期前就能判断出一个正确的事情来。那英国疫情其实也是台湾的一个借镜，现在台湾北部啊，像是半封城状态。那想想看，在之前前期大家就会觉得很放松，因为好，我们台湾像我之前讲过，台湾像是进入了一个平行世界一样，平行的地方啊。那后来又掉入了现实的生活，跟其他的国家城市都一样，都碰到了这个疫情的骚扰，大家也要做了很多的事情。那我们另外也要想想看，现在大家可能比较担心，就是互相会不会传染，那之后如果大家打了疫苗，会不会又开始松懈了呢？前事不忘后事之师，希望大家都健康平安。 And that's it. Thank you for listening.